Slava Ukrajini!
Героям слава!
And we have some breaking news here. Ukraine Defense Intelligence Agency reports that Chechnya's brutal dictator and Putin's puppet Kadyrov is in a coma. The anonymous rumor from July 1st turned out to be true after all. And this is the first such claim from the Ukrainian military intelligence. Kadyrov is reportedly in critical condition, said Andrei Yusov, representative of Ukrainian Defense Intelligence. Some Russian media also informed that Kadyrov is in a coma. Mr. Yusov said that some of Kadyrov's illnesses have intensified, and that's why he's in a critical condition. He added that this information gets confirmed from various sources. He's been sick for a while, and it's about systematic health problems. But he's been in a bad state for the last few days, Yusov added. Well, it was just a matter of time, we suppose.
То, що ви видите против санкцій моєї матері, этого я вам не прощу, Дон. Я пойду на все, Дон.
And fascinating stories of emergency missile dumps are becoming routine in Russia. On August 11th, a Russian missile exploded in Tula region. It turned out to be a hypersonic complex Kinzhal worth 250 million rubles or $2.6 million. The Russians lost this missile on August 11th during an early morning attack on an airfield in the Ivano-Frankivsk region. Then one of the MiG-31Ks simply dropped the missile, allegedly due to an abnormal system malfunction. By all accounts, the missile was not even searched for. By habit, the military reported on the successful destruction of all targets and wrote it off. But on September 12th, Tula agronomists questioned Konashenkov's words. A tractor driver noticed a strange object sticking out of the ground almost 2 kilometers away from Biryolevka village, Russia. The elite of the region's security services and the manufacturer's representatives were immediately called on the spot of the X-47 M2 falling. After inspection, Kolomna Machine Building Design Bureau engineers came to the conclusion that it was impossible to transport it from Tula and reassemble the hypersonic superweapon, so it was decided to blow up the remains of the missile. 7 buses and a couple of hundred military men were needed to evacuate the locals. They were not allowed to take their pets with them. A similar story happened in the same Tula region on August 26, 2023. Blind safety aerodynamic cap of the nozzle block of the boost solid propellant stage of the KH-47 M2 Kinzhal aeroballistic missile fell near the village of Mazalki in the Alexan district of the Tula region. According to Russian Telegram channels, the fall of the missile element was caused by the fact that the launch from the suspension unit of the MiG-31K carrier aircraft against one of the Ukrainian facilities in Khmelnytsky or Kiev region was carried out from the area of Yasnogorsk. Russian citizens should think hard about what else may suddenly fall on their heads. Europe has been invaded by barbarians. We are fighting for a free Europe, Russian propagandists say. I wonder if they plan to liberate Europe from some of its population by deciding to call them barbarians and Nazis.
По поводу зелёных в Германии, Бербок назвала Си Цзиньпина диктатором. Да, это министр иностранных дел, выходец из партии зелёных. Соответственно, зелёные не только традиционно антирусские, антироссийские, значит, абсолютно, это и антикитайские силы. Постоянно из их уст какие-то антикитайские заявления сыпятся, и вот теперь, значит, оболгала Си Цзиньпина вслед за Байденом, своим хозяином де-факто. То есть в этом тоже есть определенная логика, да, когда, соответственно, и антироссийские, и антикитайские, значит, силы вот выступают примерно синхронно в своих заявлениях. Действительно, они не хотят, чтобы Европа вышла из орбиты влияния Соединенных Штатов, потому что и Китай, и Россия выступают за стратегическую автономию Европейского Союза. Когда бы там не было бы, скажем так, НАТО, не было бы контингентов оккупационных войск США и так далее. И тогда Европа будет свободной и процветающей. У нее будет относительно конкурентно дешевый газ, у нее будет продовольствие, у нее будет нефть, она будет попадать туда не через Индию, она будет попадать туда напрямую. У нее будет китайский доступ к китайскому рынку, у китайцев будет доступ к европейским технологиям. За свободную Европу на самом деле мы боремся ведь за свободную Европу. Мы, в принципе, тоже часть этого большого цивилизационного континента, но его захватили варвары.
Occupied Kamyanka, a Russian stronghold, is reportedly hit. Well, we knew that the North Korean dictator travels only by train, but we didn't know that Kim Jong-un has a whole carriage to transport his Maybach. Thank you, Portugal. Together we will win.
Слава Україні!
Elon Musk posted this with the words, "Moon soon, Raptor engine demonstration of a descent burn to the lunar surface."
Thanks for watching, and don't forget to subscribe. Also, if you want to support Warthog Defense, please become our member and get early access to new videos, exclusive members-only videos, and become administrator in comment section. The membership link is in the description.